Unit 7.
Part 1. Stay in shape.
2. Lose pounds with your hound. Read the passage and do the exercises that follow.
Kimberly Nalen and her dog, Bear, are both fighting a battle against extra weight. Bear is 30 pounds overweight, and when the vet examined the dog, he felt an extra layer of fat where he should have felt ribs. Meanwhile, Nalen wants to drop 50 pounds. I tried Weight Watchers. I was doing some online thing and was able to stick to it for just about 2 weeks, Nalen said. They're not the only pet and pet owner who have put on weight. Over 60% of adult Americans are now overweight, and so are an estimated 60 million cats and dogs in the US. That is 50% of the pet population. To try and fight against the trend, the Wellness Institute at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago and Hill's Pet Nutrition have teamed up for a new research study, a 12-month weight management program for people and their pets. The nutrition and exercise program is aimed at satisfying pet owners and their heavy hounds and is called People and Pets Exercising Together, PPET. In the program, people and their pets eat together, exercise together, and are weighed together, based on the theory that the friend system will help pets and their owners lose weight. It calls for counting calories and having pets and their owners exercise together for 30 minutes daily. Now, Nayland and Bear will work on achieving their weight loss goals as a pair.
Part 2. Food.
3. Shopping for vegetables. Listen to the dialogue and tick the name of vegetables the lady buys.
Good morning, Miss Wong. Can I help you?
Good morning. Please give me 2 carrots, 2 eggplants, and 1 onion.
Any green vegetables you want?
Of course. I'd like to try some green peppers and also some green beans today. Don't you think it is always nice to have greens in summer?
Yeah, you said it. Won't you take some tomatoes or mushrooms? I know you love them. Look at these tomatoes. They are very fresh.
Yeah, old boy, you said that. Give me 3 tomatoes then. As for the mushrooms, I think I can go without them today.
4. Young people like fast food. Listen and read. Mark the statements true or false.
Young people like fast food. Young people like fast food, especially children. Many of them save up pocket money for a meal of fast food at a McDonald's or a KFC. In recent years, more and more Chinese fast food restaurants have appeared. They sell a lot of traditional Chinese food, like mantou, baozi, and soy milk, etc. They're much cheaper than the food in the Western-style fast food restaurant.
5. The Green Food Project.
Read the passage and do the exercises.
The Ministry of Agriculture of the People's Republic of China started the Green Food Project in 1990. It does this through a set of from the land to the dinner table quality controls, ensuring the production of high-quality food products. Green carries the meaning of life, health, and energy. Green food meets people's needs, that their lives progress from having enough clothes and food to being well off and eating safe, clean, and healthy food. Safe vegetables are produce without harmful things to people. Growing such vegetables requires that no strong poisons be used.
Vocabulary. New words.
Improve.
Figure.
Hound.
Vet.
Examine.
Layer.
Rib.
Adult.
Estimate.
Memorial.
Nutrition.
Calorie.
Cookie.
Pudding.
Spicy.
Salty.
Bitter. Bean.
Carrot.
Onion.
Pepper.
Lettuce.
Mushroom. Soy. Ministry.
Agriculture.
Control.
Ensure. Ensure.
Energy.
Require.
Requirement.
Proper nouns.
Kimberly Neyland.
Weight Watchers.
Wellness Institute.
Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Hills Pet Nutrition.
People and Pets Exercising Together. PPET.
McDonald's.
KFC.
The Ministry of Agriculture.
Green Food Project.